major problems for any O2 mobile phone customers over the last 24 hours or so. Many of you who have your mobile with the O2 network will not have been able to make phone calls. You won't have been able to text. You won't be able to download anything. Paul Lewis of the Moneybox programme on Radio 4 can join us now. Morning to you, Paul.
Hello, Steve.
What's happened here?
Well, what they tell me, I've spoken to them in the last half hour, they've got a problem with the system that registers your number into the network. And this has been happening at random, they say. It's not by area, it's not by number. It's just at random. Numbers are not being registered into the system. And they say that the estimate of hundreds of thousands affected is accurate, but they don't know the exact number. And this started, of course, at 1 o'clock yesterday afternoon.
And is there any indication from O2? Certainly the statements I was seeing was saying that they're doing their best to fix it. They've got dedicated teams fixing it. But the bit that they were leaving out from their statement, which was glaringly left out, was when it will be sorted.
Well, indeed. Well, what they say now, and I've had this confirmed by a couple of people who've got O2, is that the 2G network is working. If you've got your phone with 3G on, go into the settings and turn off 3G, that's the data network, and then you can actually make calls and you can send text and receive them. Now, they say that's working everywhere, and the 3G network is what they call in recovery. They expect a gradual restoration of that throughout the day, and it's looking positive over the coming hours. But, you know, people are still getting very annoyed, and certainly a lot of businesses who have all their people on O2 have found this extremely damaging, because it went off, as I say, yesterday lunchtime, and it's just coming back if you turn off 3G.
Do you know, it just strikes me, Paul, as I'm talking to you, if you think of what's happened in Northern Ireland, first of all, the UK with NatWest, and then Northern Ireland with the Ulster Bank, a technological problem, and how that ground us to a halt, many of us.
Yeah.
And then with mobile phones, again, a technological problem, and, you know, you can't communicate. Think about how dependent, not just that we are now in technology, but how vulnerable we are when it doesn't work.
Completely. And I think this is why governments, particularly the American government and our government, are looking at cyber warfare. Because, you know, forget dropping bombs. If you just stopped the mobile phone network or the internet access of a country, you would do absolutely immense damage, and not just inconvenience, but economic damage. And I think that is a real worry. And it's funny you should mention Ulster Bank, where I know the problems are still going on for many people, that this sounded very similar to me. They say they've solved the problem that caused it. This was this not registering numbers. But now they've got this huge backlog to get back onto the system. And it reminded me a bit of what they've been saying at RBS NatWest Ulster Bank, that, you know, we resolved the problem. Now we've got to work through this backlog. So it sounds a bit similar, though they are saying they hope it will be restored fully by the end of the day. But, you know, it's immensely inconvenient and, of course, quite alarming. And I've been hearing from people who are stuck at home. They're ill. They're relying on the mobile phone to call a relative or call their carer. And, of course, they can't do it.